The Holy Spirit has opportunity to increase our faith this morning as we meditate on the Word of God found recorded in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. This is the word of God. We pray. Dear Jesus, bless the preaching of your word and the hearing of it. Amen. In our text before us, we are given a contrast to behold: the corruptible and the incorruptible. The Apostle Peter explains for us that the incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever is the Word of God. The same Word of God used to bring new life to your dead soul. The same Word of God that keeps your faith alive and strong. The same Word of God which by the gospel was preached to you. Yes, the Word of God is an incorruptible seed because it cannot fall away, and because it brings forth a life that does not end. And then there is corruptible seed. This is described in our text too. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. The corruptible seed here is described as flesh and the glory of man. These are not merely those things that corrupt our soul or destroy our faith, although those things are included too. Rather, corruptible seed are those things in life that are able to be corrupted. That is, they do wither and fall away. They don't last forever. And we are told, such is all flesh, and such is all the glory of man. Yes, our text very specifically and with no uncertain terms tells us that all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass, and that the flower falls away. And yet, what is it that too often in our lives we find ourselves concerning ourselves with? The glory of man. Smartphones, YouTube or TikTok videos, movies, TV shows, Facebook, sports, recreation games, clothes. The list is as endless as is our unquenchable thirst for the corruptible seed. But all such things will cease. They will fall away. They fall away, become as nothing. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." What are you sowing in your own life and in the lives of others? As you go about your day-to-day life, are you planting corruptible seed? That is, seed that brings forth those things which are temporary, fleeting, and will die in the end? Or are you planting incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever? Now, it's not that any of those things mentioned earlier are sinful in and of themselves. Rather, it's the fact that we spend so much of our time and energy and effort sowing those things that will ultimately perish or fall away, and often to the neglect of sowing the incorruptible seed of God's Word. This contrast and divide between the corruptible and the incorruptible is found throughout Scripture. Jesus himself said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In his great resurrection chapter of 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul wrote, "This corruptible must put on incorruption." And this contrast between corruptible and incorruptible is also a theme that runs through Peter's epistle, especially in his first chapter. Earlier on in chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, Peter contrasts our incorruptible inheritance in heaven with the struggles, trials, and sufferings that we face here in this sin-cursed earth. And then prior to our text in verses 18 through 19, Peter writes this: "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish, without spot." In other words, you were not bought with corruptible things. Rather, you were bought by the perfect, incorruptible blood of Jesus. The same precious blood of Jesus covers over your sin of seeking first the corruptible things of this world. You also were not born of corruptible seed. Rather, you were born of the perfect, incorruptible Word of God. This same perfect seed that lives and abides forever continues to give new life to your soul. And it's the same incorruptible, perfect, life-giving seed of the Word of God that you have the blessing to sow every day in your own life and in the lives of others. But still, why is it that we have this sinful tendency towards making our lives all about the corruptible seed instead of the incorruptible? The short answer is we're sinners. It's also because, just as he did with Eve all the way back in the garden, the devil tricks us into thinking that the corruptible seed, those things in life which perish and fall away, are the things that are more beautiful, more appealing, and more satisfying. And our sinful flesh is willing to go right along with that. Think of what you do here at Emmanuel. Is it not the time that you spend in God's Word in your classes and at chapel? Isn't it those times you spend sowing the incorruptible seed that often feel like such a chore? Such an exhausting work, like something you need to take a break from? And then with your free time, you get into those things of the corruptible seed, things that don't last, like sports and recreation, movies and TikTok. In fact, we tend to treat those things of the incorruptible seed as things that we just need to get done so that we can hurry up onto those times with corruptible seed. And oh, how we willingly strive for it and throw ourselves into our time with the corruptible seed. It's the attitude, isn't it? When do we ever think, "I have to go and watch my movies or my TikTok videos"? That's not a chore. We get it all completely backwards. Now, no one is saying here that you can't do those other things. I'm certainly not. Rather, what Peter is saying, what God's Word is telling you, is that what you are doing here at chapel and in your classes, those are the things that really matter. Those are the most beautiful, most appealing, most satisfying, spending time with God in His Word. Those are the things that sow the incorruptible seed and that will reap faith, salvation, and eternal life in your life and in the life of your neighbor. Treasure those things and cherish your time with them. Throw yourself into your classes and your studies here. Throw yourself into your studies of God's Word at chapel and church and Bible class. sow that incorruptible seed and be amazed at your Savior God and His saving word, His love for you. Now He shares that love with you through His word, that incorruptible seed that lives and abides forever, by which the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached to you, and by which you have everlasting life. Amen. Conclude our worship by singing hymn 49, all verses.